Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi guys, we're back in the studio with Matt Willis from episode 6 of Busted Fame, and we're here for our big question. Which is, should you push your passions onto your kids?
Good question.
That is a good question.
Yeah.
Probably, yes. Like, I mean, I love music. I love everything about it. Like, I'm a music fan. Like, I listen to music all the time, and I get super fucking excited about music, you know. So I want them to have that in their life, you know. I don't feel that they have to be musicians, you know. I'd love them to play an instrument because it's something which, well, for instance, like when I was a kid, my mum was a fucking pushy parent, right? And I had to I could sing, right? And she would like make me do talent competitions in holiday camps. Like, so we go to like Butlins or Haven holidays, and she'd make me fucking go into the talent competition because it would win her a week in the finals week.
Like, did you ever win then?
Every fucking time, bro.
Of course you did.
You know, so but she knew that, so she'd get a 3 weeks holiday. So like, well, I'd have to do it every time, and it fucking bummed me out. I hated it.
Yeah.
You know, like, and once my auntie made me a fucking costume, so I had to go up and sing Grease. Right,
Shabby.
Like Grease. I wanted to sing Oasis. I had to go and sing Grease, Sandy, and they made me a jacket and painted T-birds on the back.
Oh, God.
I was fucking super bummed out. You know, it was. It still haunts me. But you know, and then from that, like, she got a little bit carried away, and I would have to go with her pretty much most weekends of the year, and we travel around to different talent competitions in different regions, you know, and I would have to go and sing, you know. Occasionally I get to pick my own song, very rarely, you know. So I was super young when I was doing this, but I kept doing it for her for quite a while, you know. Eventually I think I just kind of, you know, told her I didn't want to do it this weekend, and we kind of phased it out. But it was definitely a part of my life. But I suppose in a weird way, you know, I fucking do that for a living now, so she kind of,
yeah.
You know, but it's not like she was a big music fan. She just liked, like,
Free holidays,
yeah, and fucking trophies and shit, you know. So, like, you know, yeah. So, you know, so, I mean, she did that, and now I do that for a job, you know. So I bet she feels like she did good there doing that.
She wants 10%.
And she, yeah, exactly. So, and she probably did, you know, probably did do good.
But is there a danger of getting, like, turned off something if you're pushed too hard?
Yeah, man, like, I fucking hated these talent competitions. I hated it. You know, like, I remember having to go and do this one, and me and my mate went, and I went there, and I brought my mate with me. Biggest fucking mistake of my life, like, bringing my mate Matt Erdogan with me. He literally, I could see him in the crowd pissing himself as I was singing fucking, I don't even know I can't remember what I was singing, something awful, and like, I was giving it, you know,
yeah.
And trying to fucking win, and he was there fucking rinsing me for like the next 5 years, like singing that song wherever we went, you know. So it was a terrible idea. So I do have that in the back of my head, but then you know, I love music. I would love them to be into music, you know. And and plus I hear them sing, and I'm like, you fucking got it, fucking
yeah, yeah.
got it, come on,
let's drop a bass on you.
like now, for instance, I've got a little bit obsessed with music theory, and I kind of and I study that shit, and I kind of try and get better at certain parts of my instrument, you know. And I'm just like, fuck, man, I should have done this when I was a kid. I'd be so wicked now, yeah. You know. Now I'm having to make up for the fact that I didn't do that when
habits.
I was bad habits and recorrect my fucking technique and shit, which is bum out. It's really boring, you know. So, but I was like, if I was a kid and I had a fucking lesson, I'd be fucking like a whiz at this shit now,
yeah.
You know. So I really want them to do that,
right.
You know. So I'm like, I bought a piano. There's a piano in my house. I leave guitars everywhere.
Just like various instruments just lying around.
There's everything,
dude. What is this doing here?
There's a bass with an amp, you know, set up. There's a fucking guitar, like in multiple rooms. There's a piano, you know. They don't give a shit,
yeah.
You know, but you know, like, I'm hoping that one day they will.
And
you know?
I think that's different. Like, you're creating an environment in which, if that's something they want to do, there's stuff.
Yeah,
there to
totally.
Do it, you know,
yeah.
Like, you're not kind of going, right, music lessons. Here we go. Oh, or are you?
No, she does do piano lessons at school, okay. You know, she chose to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
I would like to be a bit pushier with them, if I'm honest, because I know how good I would be now if I had been pushed and had been made to practice and had been made to be, you know, a better technical musician now. You know, I would be so much better at my instrument.
I feel like
now.
That about so many things.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So many things I'm like, because I was not pushed, I don't think, but my parents, neither of them are particularly musical, but they both wanted me to get into music. So I had like violin lessons and I had piano lessons and I had guitar lessons.
Right.
And I just didn't really stick with it. Like,
yeah.
I kind of felt,
right, yeah.
I felt it like it was a bit forced and it never really grabbed me. And I wonder whether if I'd have been allowed to kind of come to it organically, I might have stuck with it a bit more.
That's the thing, isn't it? Because you don't want it to be a drag. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah, see, I'm the other way around. I was not pushed into, but I wanted to learn a musical instrument as a kid.
Right.
And I wanted to learn the saxophone.
Right.
I was just like, that's the coolest instrument. I want to learn that. And my parents are like, well, we're not going to buy you a saxophone because we know what you're like. You'll pick it up for like 2 minutes and get bored and do something else, which is kind of true. But they, like, my cousin had a clarinet, so they were like, well, this is a very similar instrument, you know, what you can progress for me, and if you kind of get good at it, you know, we'll see. So anyway, so I was going to like music lessons and I fucking hated them. Like, honestly, I hated them. I was playing all this like Prokofiev and like, I remember March of the Volga Boatmen or something like that, and I said to my teacher once, I said I just want to learn something that I know. And she went, okay, well, what, we can learn anything, what do you want to learn? I was like, EastEnders theme tune. And so,
and I remember, what are you going to say, smells like Teen Spirit?
Do you know what I mean?
Like,
I was like, no, EastEnders theme tune. And we learned that, and that was the moment I went, yeah, I don't want to do this anymore. this is shit.
You reached your peak.
Yeah. But then I kind of like try to teach myself how to play guitar, and I kind of think if I was kind of like pushed into doing it a bit more, maybe I would have, because I now regret it. I'd love to be able to play a musical instrument. I don't.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
So I don't know.
And
but,
also, practicing sucks. You know, it's boring.
Yeah.
And also, taking lessons of music is rubbish. Like, the stuff they teach you is, you don't think it's important, and you're like,
that's,
you
it.
Know, like, it's just like, I just want to learn to play, you know, dang, I just want to learn to play that.
Yeah.
But to learn to play that, you really have to study this boring shit. I suppose it's about finding a teacher who can teach them well, you know. But
do you also think that kids of famous people kind of get a bit of a, like, an easier kind of in the industry if they're, you know, if they become good at that? So like football, I know, and there's a lot of footballers who, like, kids like Frank Lampard Senior, you know, Frank Lampard went on to, you know, be a professional footballer, and he,
Sean Wright Phillips,
like, there's loads of them, you know, who get put into the academies because they're the son. It doesn't matter how good, you know, David Beckham's kid was signed up when he was like, what, like two or something, do you know what I mean? Because you never know. And do you think there's that going on, or do you think talent really matters when it comes to sort of famous people's kids?
I don't know, because I'm not really, I mean, I don't believe that much in talent, if I'm honest. I feel like talent's a bit of a myth. I think that you kind of work towards something, and the more you do it, the better you get at it.
Yep.
You know, like, I mean, there's certain things that you're just born, like, you, for instance, singing. You can learn to sing, but you're never going to be a great singer unless you've got a great tone, you know, which I suppose is talent.
Yeah.
You know, but I think talent's a bit overrated. You know, like, I know plenty of people who do fucking well in music now who would hand on heart say they're not talented. You know, they just kind of like, they just work hard at it, you know. So
but there must be some physical traits that would be good for being a, like, for if you're a pianist, for instance, like Rachmaninoff had like giant hands, didn't he?
Well, look at Elton John's got tiny fingers, he says, you know, and like everything's wrong about him to play piano, but he's fucking rad, you know.
Yeah,
so that I think
true.
There's, you know, but he just loved it and he kept going at it and kept doing it, you know. I think it's more about passion and drive, you know, sometimes.
Yeah. Eliza's got very long fingers, dainty fingers, and people keep saying pianist.
And there we go.
I think that's what they're saying.
Yeah, I hope so.
And I was like, no, she's a girl.
But then I suppose and I suppose there is certain genetic things that you would be more better at than, you know. I suppose, you know, if you're tiny, you're not going to be a basketball player.
Well, I should have been a basketball player.
Yeah,
really.
You should have been, really.
But I also think there's...
But you wanted to learn EastEnders, didn't
you? I want to learn EastEnders, exactly. Yeah, you can't do that on a basketball court. But I think there's also something to be said, like, not just necessarily to become... you know, pushing your passions onto your kids to be cut so that that's their profession. But should you, you know, if there's stuff that you're just into, like, say if you're a dad of five girls and you go to watch the football or something, is there, you know, there's something to be said for, like, kind of trying to really get them into football to kind of go, you know, that kind of thing. It's not necessarily just about what they're going to end up
doing. That's about quality time, though. So about spending time with your family, that's a different thing. You know, like, I think, you know, like, for instance, like, a friend of mine is into jiu-jitsu and his kids go to jiu-jitsu with him, right? And they have the fucking most awesome time. Like, they're not going to be professional fighters, you know, like, they just do it as a family and it's something which they do together and they love. I love that.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to do that with my kids, you know, like, I want to have that thing, you know. Yeah. So that's different. I just want to spend time with them doing something we all kind of get something out of.
Yeah. So do we not think there's a negative to kind of pushing your kid in a certain direction? I mean, we've been kind of saying that it's a good thing, but like,
we did sort of say that, you know, the danger is that you can kind of, you know, it will backfire and they'll push it, they'll resist it, which is, you know, it's a trait of some children.
But do they necessarily then resist you to a certain extent? Is that something that you kind of would feel like you'd feel rejection from your child? I mean that's something you would think, wouldn't you, if your kid turned around and said, well, I don't want to do that with you anymore, like, you know, that's kind of...
I remember like, my dad is a massive West Ham fan, right? And I pretended for fucking 19 years of my life that I gave a shit.
Yeah, well, I'm like, still doing that. I still pretend I gave a shit about West Ham.
Like, when I was going to see him, I'd read the fucking back of the newspaper. I'd try and find out shit that I could say. You know, eventually I was just like, stop. I don't care. I really don't care. You know, like, I don't care. You know, and he was like, yeah, all right. I was like, oh, fucking hell, we're making this big effort.
So you can still
care.
Do it, Jamie.
Break free. I don't care about West Ham when I go about football. I think there's going to be things that I'm going to want to push onto my kids. I think music is going to be definitely one. I want them to have a good music, like an appreciation of music and that kind of them, you know. And I think I would also, there's another thing, I think I'd push stuff onto them that I didn't do as a kid.
Yeah.
And didn't, was it like, I would say I'd really want them to learn a new language.
Yeah.
And learn an instrument, because that's things I didn't do. So I think that, you know, that, but are my kind of, I'm really interested in languages and that kind of music now. So I think that's what I'd want them to become, the child I never was, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
and
totally,
have
yeah.
a richer life for
but
it.
But also, I think you kind of know what you think they might need or use, you know, like, maybe spending 7 years of your life becoming the best backgammon player in the world is maybe not a good use of their time, but, you know, like, maybe learning an instrument or, you know, or learning fucking language is probably a good idea.
No, that's a good point. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do. I just want my kid to be awesome, basically.
Yeah.
What about tennis?
Yeah, well, this is the thing. Like, if there was a sport that you could get your kid in, okay, well, maybe not a sport, if there's one thing you could get your kid into, what would it be? I think I would say, I'd probably say either tennis or golf, because I think if you get
but are you,
think, at that,
are you thinking of that because you can earn loads of fucking money from it?
Well, I'd want them to have it. I think it'd be a wicked life. They get to go around and I'd get to go to all the events for free.
Right, yeah, okay, I want to sit in that box in Wimbledon.
Yeah, basically. That's what I'm after.
But the only thing that's like makes me slightly apprehensive about it is apparently, like, the professional tour is just a den of iniquity.
Oh, really?
It's just shagging on the regs.
Okay, well, I mean, speaking of tennis, like Judy Murray was like quite a big tennis coach, right? And look what she's produced.
She? All right.
Yeah. She was quite big in the game. You're giving me a look as if to...
No.
Yeah.
I was just processing.
Okay, right. So yeah, so it does show that a lot of, like, you know, people who go into that kind of, I reckon she was the pushiest. She's definitely the pushiest mum around. Yeah. I'm going to say it. Judy Murray, pushiest parent.
No, what about the dad of Serena and Venus Williams?
Yeah, he's pretty pushy.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
he wins.
Yeah, okay. So you're saying you'd get your kid into tennis?
Yeah, maybe, maybe. Okay. I always thought that before she was born, I was just like, that would be quite cool. But yeah. I don't want to be that pushy parent. So.
Yeah, okay. And Matt, we've already said music is the one that you kind of...
I just wanted to do cool shit. You know, like I said, I want my kid to be cool. Cool.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.